Good morning. As we prepare to watch the Jets today, I'd like to discuss with you a quarterback's footwork, specifically the three-step, five-step, and seven-step drop. Let's first start with the three-step drop. Why a three-step drop? Two reasons I'm going to give you about the three-step drop. Number one, a three-step drop for a quarterback and for the receivers is an extension of the running game. If the offense would like to get the ball into the receiver's hands quickly, a three-step drop for the quarterback correlates with their short routes to be able to get the wide receivers the ball so they can run in space, similar to a running back getting the handoff in the backfield. Secondly, a three-step drop allows the quarterback to get the ball out of his hand quickly. If an offense is struggling with pass protection or an offense wants to get the ball into the hands of the receivers quickly, a three-step drop is exactly what you need in your offense. Let's talk about the specific footwork of a three-step drop. Most importantly about a three-step drop, that first step for a quarterback is critical. That is for your depth, to be able to drive away from the center and get your depth away from the center to give them space to block. Secondly, steps two and three are specifically for balance. We drive away from center for the depth. Two and three now become your balance steps, so now the quarterback can step and deliver the ball appropriately, on time, accurately, be able to get the ball into the receiver's hands so they can make plays. The three-step drop. Now let's discuss a five-step drop. We're now talking about intermediate passing routes for the wide receiver. We're talking about curl routes, 10-yard out routes, anything between that 10 to 15-yard range normally times up with the receiver in a five-step drop for his quarterback. Secondly, it's still a way to be able to push the ball down the field a little bit deeper than a three-step drop, but still be able to get the ball out of your hand quickly. In a five-step drop, typically the ball is released between 2.5 and 3 seconds. Let's talk about the footwork now of a five-step drop. Like we talked about in the three-step drop, the last two steps of a five-step drop is specifically for balance. So the first three steps, we're going to drive away, getting our depth, allowing our alignment to work, sliding into three. Then at four and five, we put our feet in the ground, and now we have our appropriate balance to deliver the football accurately. Now that we've discussed the three-step and the five-step drop, let's transition into the seven-step drop. Two reasons normally for a seven-step drop. Number one, the offense is trying to push the ball, deliver the ball down the field at deeper distances with deep out cuts around 18 to 20 yards, deep in cuts around 18 to 20, post cuts to the goalpost, corner cuts to the corner of the end zone. That typically requires a seven-step drop because it is a longer route, and so the quarterback needs to be a little bit deeper. Secondly, and probably the most important thing with seven-step drops is pass protection. Whereas in three steps, the quarterback is sitting around 4.5 yards. Five steps, the quarterback is sitting around 6.5 yards. Typically, in a seven-step drop, the quarterback's going to be around 8.5 to 9.5 yards, depending on how deep his steps are. Because of that, his tackles have to be very aware with their pass rushers where the quarterback is setting up. Now let's talk about the footwork of the seven-step drop. Similar to our three and our five-step drop, the first few steps of a seven-step drop is specifically about depth. In some systems, the first three steps are about the depth of the quarterback driving away from center. In other systems, they allow the quarterback to use four and five to gain more depth away from center. No matter what system you're in, those last two steps, meaning step six and step seven, are strictly for balance again. Quarterback must be balanced to be able to deliver the ball accurately and appropriately. Here we go. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now we can use a shuffle to allow more time to make the throw, and there is your seven-step drop.